Heltec, the Sub 2K. If you don't have yours yet, you should go out and get it. They came out with a whole bunch of really cool stuff the past year. And the Sub 2K, this is the Gen 3. So maybe some of you are like me and you already have the Sub 2K. Well, you don't have this one. Because if you're unfamiliar with it, it's a 9mm carbine. It folds entirely in half. Now, previously, you would have to take off your optics. You don't have to anymore. That's one of the upgrades with the Gen 3. You don't have to detach your optics to fold it in half. The simple twist and fold motion of the rotating fore-end, it's patent pending. You can twist it in either direction. It folds the Gen 3 right in half and just as quickly and easily deploys it too. But they've continued to fine-tune this innovative and reliable platform. So they have some other simple upgrades as well that kind of push it over the top. The upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics, you got a light and 5-pound pull. You also have upgraded action. There's even a new chamber indicator as well. And of course, made in America, family-owned Kel-Tec values at their best. To learn more about this Sub 2K, and it looks like Sub 2000, Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, this note from Miami. They arrested a guy who held, and I have to read deeper into this thing to figure out, who was holding a guy who was dressed as a woman, transgender, right? The report says, held a woman for ransom at gunpoint. It was a guy dressed as a woman. See, they did something. They got busy, did something. There was a sex act. And he found out that he was pretending to be a she. Anyway, called a friend. They called her friend, his friend, and were holding that individual for $200. And anyway, he's in custody. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're in tune to The Dana Show. Today is Friday, since some of this plays on the weekend, which, by the way, I was telling the affiliates, consider running the show live. Or, you know, somebody will carry it on the weekend as well. Well, today, Friday, is International Women's Day. And I was asking around here, it's just one day, right? So it's a good thing it's just one day, because they'll shut up about it for tomorrow, right? But it's International Women's Day. So please note, if you're a Christian nationalist, American flag-waving woman, I don't think you need to apply to this thing. I'm going to celebrate International Women's Day. Yeah, I know I'm going to get some. And I love it when I get some hate every now and then. It just makes me feel all fuzzy and warm. And it was a long time since I got some hate mail when I'm doing the show. And I'm probably going to get some here. Oh, you misogynist. You hate women. Shut up already. I'm going to celebrate International Women's Day with the funniest joke that I've seen on the internet in the longest time. I want to say thank you to my producer and my friend, Freddie, for this. So there's this joke on the internet. It was on Twitter, I believe. I asked my brother why he calls his wife 12. He calls her 12. Well, my brother said, because she doesn't cook, doesn't clean, doesn't do anything. It's the funniest joke I've heard in days. Come on, you know you want to laugh. Look, if you can't laugh at something like that, the terrorists have won. I'm not talking about the Islamic fascists. I'm talking about like the culture, cancel culture terrorists have won already. And for anybody out there just squirming out there, I know Dana would laugh her butt off at that joke. She hates all these. It's like, why do we have something like this? And by the way, where's the International Men's Day? How about the contribution of men, the engineers, the physicians, the inventors, the industrialists? It's just one race. It's the human race. And all these divisions, all parsing all these little different groups. How are we ever supposed to advance if we keep dividing, subdividing, and parsing humanity? Like, for any hypocrites going, oh no, sir, that's misogynistic, that's hateful, that's so stereotypical. Any hypocrites on the left all butthurt about all this, may I ask and remind you, where are you when it comes to really defending women? Like, where are you on behalf of American girls physically beaten by boys pretending to be girls? confused boys, confused by their mamas, or confused by, more than likely, their mamas confusing them. And they'll, oh, I want a little girl. My boy's a little girl. My boy needs to play a little girl sport. And these little boys that are stronger, they have bigger muscles. They're just bigger, taller, wider. They get into basketball games, and they get into volleyball games, and wrestling, and swimming, and they just beat up on, especially when it's a contact sport like volleyball, spiking the ball right in the face of a young girl. Basketball, coming down, going for a rebound, and literally just landing and beating up another little girl. Where are you on behalf of these girls? Girls' sports, women's sports. They're getting beaten by all these boys physically, not only in the sport, but also physically. They're getting hurt as a result of these competitions. They, one of the most famous cases in Texas, and this one like 6-7 years ago, wrestling, one of the top wrestling competitions, the state competition, won by a boy pretending to be a girl. All the crazy leftist hypocrites, they would get all offended by, you know, jokes. Like that one I gave at the beginning is, where are you on behalf of women and girls that are forced to accept boys or men disrobing completely, exposing the, you know what, like what Dana says, the Frank and Beans, in the restroom, in the dressing room, in the shower, and being told to shut up. Just, like, keep your place, right? It's the modern leftist lunatic version. A woman should know her place, a girl should know her place, and she should be silent about this. Just accept it. Deal with it, right? On this International Women's Day, I mean, what else comes to mind? Oh, that's right. The Middle East and Africa. There's several cases that are just beyond disgusting. Where are the all these feminists, these new feminists, all these defenders of women, all these hypocrites on the left, all these cable channels, all these individuals sitting in these round tables? International Women's Day. International Women's Day. Here in America, women under fire because, you know, they won't say it this way, but it's the truth. They're under fire, these women. Women in America are being oppressed because they can't kill babies before they're born. That's the reality. It's abortion, right? Also referred to by leftists as health care for women. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is murder. And many times the murder, the killing of little girls. For example, in China, remember the whole one-child policy, which I think they augmented, but in China and other places that had restrictive growth of families, they wanted boys. They wanted the family name, the strength to continue. And to the tune of Lord knows how many millions upon millions through these decades, how many millions of little girls, little baby girls were killed before they were born. Where are the voices on the left on behalf of those girls being killed in utero, being sliced up in utero here and through the years in places like China that restricted the size of family? From the Middle East, from Africa. Where are all these leftists, these crazy lunatic leftists? They're saying that America is awful, Donald Trump is awful, the conservatives are awful, Republicans are awful when it comes to women's rights and reproductive rights, so-called reproductive rights. Where are you guys on behalf of girls, many times prepubescent babies, just precious little ones crying, begging their parents and mom and dad who need to be protected and sheltered, these prepubescent babies begging their parents, no, don't give me up as a bride for this strange old man who just bought me. These little girls sold off into marriage to some old pervert in the Middle East, some old pervert in some African enclaves. And where are all these champion of women fighting for women's rights? Because, you know, that's what the Democrats do, right? They champion women's rights. Where are all you clowns? On behalf of the Afghan women and Afghan girls that Joe Biden abandoned. He left for the Taliban and any other crazy Islamic radicals to eventually kill a bunch of these girls going to school, bomb schools that are full of little girls, declare that women would no longer be allowed to go to college. Where are y'all, hypocrites? That's what I have to say on this International Women's Day. What's stupid observation? Because none of this will be properly addressed by all these panels on these leftist talk shows. Think about it.
All right, folks, so new sponsors over at Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States. And they have more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States. Get lemon, avocado, olive, fig trees. You can have all of these at your home on top of the wide variety of houseplants that they have available. And Fast Growing Trees makes it really easy to order online. And your plants are shipped directly to your door in just 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they also offer free plant consultation. If you are not like me, I have a green thumb, but if you're not like me, then you can always ask them questions about whatever it is that you need, any trees, any plants. They make it really easy. And so you don't have to like drive around and look at different nurseries. You can take advantage of their consultation and then you can get your stuff in just 1 to 2 days. So right now they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And plus, when you use code Dana at checkout, you're going to save an additional 15%. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com and be sure to use code Dana at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code DANA. Offer is valid for limited time, so tell them we sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
It's Cut 24, Steve. Let me play that here in the headlines real quick, but go ahead and play Anna Navarro.
I'm not about retribution. I'm not about revenge. That's not me. I think that binary choice reminding us over and over again. All I can tell you is that by the time this thing ended, I was in my hotel room like all of those Democrats where they're going, 4 more years.
Yeah.
4 more years.
Yeah, that's leftist token Latina. Anna Navarro. I've said for the longest time that woman out there only masquerading as a Republican. She hates America. She's a disgrace. I can't believe she has a national state. Anyway, I got good news on the headlines. Hey, 48% of a new Fox poll this week, 48% of Latinos leaning Trump, saying that they're going to go conservative. That's good. Man, that is a far cry from the Bushy years of 33, 35, 37%. I think the highest watermark was 39, 40% Republican support among Latinos in our country. That was like Texas. But we got 48%, according to polling data. I know we still need to wait for the votes to cook. And more blacks, too. More fellow Americans, our black community, waking up to the fact that they're still black if they don't vote Democrat. So good for them. Keep it going. We need to grow that conservative base, America-loving base in this country. Let's see what else. Well, as I mentioned, the Republican National Committee has voted in Michael Whatley, and he's the new chairman for the Republicans, RNC, and Ms. Laura Trump, she's the co-chair. They got a lot of homework to do, a lot of homework to do to take care of business. They need a ground game, and they need to raise a lot of money to win. That's the whole idea. It's an easy layup, people. Economy, border, crime. It's an easy layup. You need to start carpet bombing advertising on the smartphones before people open up YouTube videos, before they open up their stupid Facebook videos, or even the Chinese Communist Party TikTok while it's still alive. Open up those videos. Connect the dots for them, people. Let's see here. One of the channels, there's Max, I think it's like Cinemax, set to start cracking down on password sharing this year. New study showing a single dose of LSD can provide lasting and anxiety relief. New report from the FDA. Apple rolling out its latest update to its virtual reality operating system. And here's some good news, because people are not buying the electric vehicles. Dodge is going to keep its Charger and Challenger gas-powered models on the market. Way to go. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show.
Our friends over at Hillsdale College, this is a wonderful academic institution, and they are dedicated to merit and character. They don't care about identity politics. And if you are unfamiliar with Hillsdale, first off, if you got a kid who's going to be going off to college and they're not applying to Hillsdale, you're not doing your job as a parent. That's not in the talking points, but I'm saying it. So here's the thing with Hillsdale. This is a great small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they're all about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty. They were founded in 1844 to do just that, to push back on this illiteracy epidemic of where our rights come from and the purpose and principle of our republic. And that's why the folks at Hillsdale College, they've produced all of these free online courses. Now, they have a new one. It's a course on the very topic called American Citizenship and Its Decline. And it's not exactly what you may think. I mean, it gives into citizenship. It also is the American citizenship and civic pride. Sign up for this free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. Now, it's taught by my friend Victor Davis Hanson, and it looks at the history of citizenship, and it explains like how in America right now it's undermined, not just by open borders, not just by globalization and the administrative state, but also identity politics. And so you can sign up for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, by visiting Dana4FORHillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Start your free course today.
Today is Friday, since some of this plays on the weekend, which, by the way, I was telling the affiliate, consider running the show live. Or, you know, somebody will carry it on the weekend as well. Well, today, Friday, is International Women's Day. And I was asking around here, it's just one day, right? So it's a good thing it's just one day, because they'll shut up about it for tomorrow, right? But it's International Women's Day. So please note, if you're a Christian nationalist, American flag waving woman, I don't think you need to apply to this thing. I'm going to celebrate International Women's Day. Yeah, I know there. I'm going to get some, and I love it when I get some hate every now and then. It just makes me feel all fuzzy and warm. It was a long time since I got some hate mail when I'm doing the show, but I'm probably going to get some here. Oh, you misogynist, you hate women. Shut up already. I'm going to celebrate International Women's Day with the funniest joke that I've seen on the internet in the longest time. I want to say thank you to my producer, my friend, ready for this. So there's this joke on the internet. It was on Twitter, I believe. I asked my brother why he calls his wife 12. He calls her 12. Well, my brother said, because she doesn't cook, doesn't clean, doesn't do anything. That's the funniest joke I've heard in days. Come on, you know you want to laugh. Look, if you can't laugh at something like that, the terrorists have won. I'm not talking about the Islamo fascists. I'm talking about like the culture, cancel culture terrorists have won already. And for anybody out there just squirming out there, I know Dana would laugh her butt off at that joke. She hates all these. It's like, why do we have something like this? And by the way, where's the International Men's Day? How about the contribution of men, the engineers, the physicians, the inventors, the industrialists? It's just one race. It's the human race. And all these divisions, all parsing all these little different groups. How are we ever supposed to advance if we keep dividing, subdividing, and parsing humanity? Like, for any hypocrites going, oh no, sir, that's misogynistic, that's hateful, that's so stereotypical. Any hypocrites on the left, all butthurt about all this, may I ask and remind you, where are you when it comes to really defending women? Like, where are you on behalf of American girls physically beaten by boys? Boys pretending to be girls. Confused boys, confused by their mamas, or confused by, more than likely, their mamas confusing them. Though, oh, I wanted a little girl. My boy's a little girl. My boy needs to play a little girl sport. And these little boys that are stronger, they have bigger muscles, they're just bigger, taller, wider. They get into basketball games, and they get into volleyball games, and wrestling, and swimming, and they just beat up on, especially when it's a contact sport like volleyball, spiking the ball right in the face of a young girl. Basketball, coming down, going for a rebound, and just, literally just landing and beating up another little girl. Where are you on behalf of these girls? Girls' sports, women's sports. They're getting beaten by all these boys physically, not only in the sport, but also physically. They're getting hurt as a result of these competitions. One of the most famous cases in Texas, and this one like 6-7 years ago, wrestling, one of the top wrestling competitions, the state competition, won by a boy pretending to be a girl. For all the crazy leftist hypocrites, they would get all offended by, you know, jokes. I'm like that one I gave at the beginning. Is, where are you on behalf of women and girls that are forced to accept boys or men disrobing completely, exposing the, you know what, like what Dana says, the Frankenbeans, in the restroom, in the dressing room, in the shower, and being told to shut up. Just, like, keep your place, right? It's the modern leftist lunatic version. A woman should know her place. A girl should know her place. And she should be silent about this. Just accept it. Deal with it, right? Well, it's International Women's Day. I mean, what else comes to mind? Oh, that's right. The Middle East. And Africa. There's several cases that are just beyond disgusting. Where are the all these feminists, these new feminists, all these defenders of women, all these hypocrites on the left, all these cable channels, all these individuals sitting in these round tables? International Women's Day. International Women's Day. Here in America, women under fire because, you know, they won't say it this way, but it's the truth. They're under fire, these women. Women in America are being oppressed because they can't kill babies before they're born. That's the reality. It's abortion, right? Also referred to by leftists as health care for women. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is murder. And many times the murder, the killing of little girls. For example, in China, remember the whole one-child policy, which I think they augmented, but in China and other places that had restrictive growth of families, they wanted boys. They wanted the family name, the strength to continue. And to the tune of Lord knows how many millions upon millions through these decades, how many millions of little girls, little baby girls were killed before they're born. Where are the voices on the left on behalf of those girls being killed in utero, being sliced up in utero here and through the years in places like China that restricted the size of family? From the Middle East, from Africa. Where are all these leftists, these crazy lunatic leftists? They're saying that America is awful, Donald Trump is awful, the conservatives are awful, Republicans are awful when it comes to women's rights and reproductive rights, so-called reproductive rights. Where are you guys on behalf of girls, many times prepubescent babies, just precious little ones crying, begging their parents and mom and dad who need to be protected and sheltered, these prepubescent babies begging their parents, no, don't give me up as a bride for this strange old man who just bought me. These little girls sold off into marriage to some old pervert in the Middle East, some old pervert in some African enclaves. And where are all these champion of women fighting for women's rights? Because, you know, that's what the Democrats do, right? They champion women's rights. Where are all you clowns? On behalf of the Afghan women and Afghan girls that Joe Biden abandoned. He left for the Taliban and any other crazy Islamic radicals to eventually kill a bunch of these girls going to school, bomb schools that are full of little girls, declare that women would no longer be allowed to go to college. Where are y'all hypocrites? That's what I have to say on this International Women's Day. What's stupid observation? Because none of this will be properly addressed by all these panels on these leftist talk shows. Think about it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.